Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Russian Zookers. Please, your dreams never will come true.
Good morning and welcome to episode 126 of Taking the Charge with you from Regensburg, Germany. I am David Hein of Hein News. Thank you for stopping by for another show. Always great to have you around. I had some pretty nice plans. Was hoping to actually sit down and watch a little bit of basketball. But nope, that didn't work out again. hoping to talk to you about CSKA Moscow losing its first game and kind of analyzing that game. Just did not have a chance to sit down and watch it yet. It's eating at me, but it is what it is. The rest of life is taking up that time, and just have to go with the flow. Before we do move on to what I do have on the show today, I want to take care of the housekeeping as usual. You can find us at in Facebook at in the Facebook group Taking the Charge. Just go there, put Taking the Charge in the top, and you will get to the group, and we will let you in and have a nice little conversation going on there. I'm on Twitter at Hein News, HeinNews. You can reach me on email at heinnews@gmx.de. And, of course, the website is heinnews.com. Also, iTunes, go on there, rate, review us. It's great to have that feedback as well. So I guess let's move into it. Like I said, I really don't have much time at all, but absolutely wanted to get a podcast out. So really, I'm just gonna stick to the interview, and then leave it at that. As you guys know, we're picking up the FIBA's starting up the coverage of the U19 World Championship coming up in June and July in Greece, and so I'm starting to do interviews for that, and had a chance to talk to the Greek coach, Elias Papateodorou, had a chance to talk to him about his team. And lots of talent on that team, and so he is the coach who was in charge of the under 18 European Championship last year in Konya, where they had five underclass 97s in a 96 year, and all of those guys. I was still being underclass going into the U19 World Championship, but had a chance to talk to him. Talked about quite a few of his players and the development that those guys have gone through, and also talked about some of the expectations on the team at the World Championship at home. And also the pressure involved in all that. So without further ado, here is my chat with Coach Elias Papateodorou. Okay, so I guess why don't we just maybe first start with we're still a couple months away from the tournament, but what do you think about expectations going into the tournament?
Okay, first of all, the first reason that we have a high expectation is that the tournament is in Greece, so it's a big advantage for our team. Second reason is that this team that will be participating in this tournament finished fourth in Europe last year, We have a lot of talent, and we hope that our players will they will be improved this season and play much, much better in Crete to reach our goals in the best way. First of all, it's we want to reach as high as we can. We don't know the level of the art of the other teams except the European teams, but for sure United States, Australia, all these teams, they will be very, you know, strong. So I cannot speak right now about, you know, the goal, but the target, but it's to be, you know, at least to as high as we can.
Looking at, and I think we'll go into some of the players that will probably be on the team in a little bit. But if you look at the most of the team from the U18s in Konya last year was underage players. Obviously, they're not older. I mean, they're still a year younger than all the rest of the competition.
Yes.
But many of them are playing at a pretty are playing with clubs, with high level clubs.
Yes.
What do you think about so far? You know, we're in, you know, beginning of February now, so there's a good, you know, 6 months, 5-6 months with the teams, with the clubs. So they're still young, but how do you think? What do you think about the development of your players?
Look, with some of them, we have practice once per week, so we can see, especially the guys that are playing for Panathinaikos and Olympiakos. They made 1-2 steps ahead right now, because the experience and practicing with these kind of players is a big advantage for our players, for our young kids. But the problem is that if we compare with some other players that are of other national teams, for example, the Turkish team, they have players that they are playing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. As they are teams. Till now, our players, except Karalambopoulos, for example, that he has some time in Panathinaikos, our players, they don't play. So,
is that something that worries you?
Of course. Of course. Okay, we don't expect to play, you know, to be starters or to be at the rotation. But because the clubs are very strong, they have big expectations. As you know, Panathinaikos, Olympiakos, they are two of the best teams in Europe. So the pressure for the result is obvious, I think, for everybody. So it's tough for our young kids to have time. But at the other side, the only playing time that they have, except, of course, the big experience that they have during the practice, is to play with, you know, junior championships. And we have two kinds of junior championships, in Athens or in Thessaloniki, are the major cities. But it worries us, because, as I told you before, they don't have playing time. And this is difficult for us. Comparing the other players that, for example, Korkmaz is playing for FS.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of players of other national teams, they have time with their clubs. This is a problem for us.
Why don't we talk about a couple of players, and just to get your opinion about how their development. Obviously, Charlambopoulos, Vasi, with Panathinaikos was great at both the U18s and the U17 Worlds. He's actually gotten some minutes in the EuroLeague and also in the Greek League. You know, he had a certain level over the summer. What do you see that he's improved since the summer?
Look, first of all, you know, the first thing that at this age, and for all the players, and especially for Vasilis, is that they have to improve the athletic ability. Because now they're working with a professional team, a professional way. So one of the things that everybody, but also Vasilis, improved is his athletic skills. And this is very important because, as you know, Paralampopoulos is a very talented player, but the athletic ability is something that he had to improve, and he already did it right now. And some other parts of his game, for example, to be a better shooter, to be a better driver, both sides. This is kind of things that he's working with the team and individually. So I think that he will show at the World Championship or the European Championship too that he improved a lot of his playing, his game.
How much leadership are you as coach going to expect from him?
For him? From him?
Yeah.
I think that the same that he did last year in Turkey and also
in Dubai.
He's very experienced player for his age. He's very mature because I know him from when he was very young, from 13 years old. He was his mind is thinking, you know, not like his age. He's thinking more mature, and this is a big you know, advantage for him. So we will expect for him to put his leadership as he did last year too.
What about
and his mentality too?
Sorry, go ahead. Uh-huh.
And his mentality too.
What can you give us? What kind of update can you give us from Georgios Papagiannis, the big guy?
Papagiannis is improving a lot. I think that this is one of the things that we are very happy because, as I told you, we have the opportunity to watch our players every Thursday. We're practicing as a national, you know, some players of our national team, and George is for me, he's 50% better than last year.
And I didn't understand that.
He's much, much better.
Okay.
Much, much better than last year. He improved his game a lot, and for him. It's very, you know, big experience practicing with big guys like Batista, Mavrokefalidis, and now Lawal. He signed Panathinaikos, you know, high level players at his position. So he's working hard with them, and he will be, for me, he will be one of the, you know, big surprises at this tournament. Not surprised because we don't. Everybody knows that he's a huge talent, but if you see how he improved his game, you will understand what I mean.
Yeah, he also has to play sometimes against James Gist too.
Yes. Yes.
Which is good because he's so athletic, and that has to give him. you know, he has to work on that as well. Your point guard in
Stamatis.
Konyaris and Stamatis.
Stamatis has a playing time now in Panionios.
Right, exactly.
He's playing, for example, against our game, because we play against Panionios in the Greek League 2 weeks ago. He played for 10 minutes, and he was very good. So it's very important for Stamatis that he's had, you know, playing time in the Greek League. And Konyaris is also... He doesn't have a lot of, you know, playing time. He played twice, 2-3 times, some exhibition games at the preseason. But also he's much, much better than the last year.
And playing against, going every day to practice against a guy like Demetridis, I'm sure helps.
Of course. It's the biggest experience that a young point guard, a young guard, can have right now to practicing with Diamantidis or Mouratos, the other young guy that is practicing with Sparoulis on Olympiacos.
Yeah, exactly. Mouratos with Olympiacos.
Yes. Yeah, this is a gift. a blessing. I cannot say something else. It's a real gift.
One guy who's actually even a year. I mean, all the guys we talked about, other than Stamatis, are all 97s. Whereas Stamatis is 96.
Six. Yes.
There's also over at Panathinaikos. There's also Michalis Luntzis.
Yes.
He's a 98, which means that he's not eligible for the. Do you think that he's someone that might be able to make the team for Crete?
No, because he's 98. We have 96 and 97, yeah. So it's hard for him to be at this team. But for sure, I think that he will be with the other team in European Championship in Volos with 97, because. In Crete, it's hard for him because some guys are two years older than him. So it's hard. He's practicing with this team, but I think it's hard for him. But I think he will be able to be at the team in Volos for the European Championship, even if he is 1 year younger. He's a big, you know, big pointer, very athletic. Long arms. He's a big talent for us.
Let's go to two 96 guys, two big 96 guys, both in the States, in Kostas, yes. Mitoglou and Georgios Tsamparas. They're both in college at Wake Forest and Iowa State. What have you heard about them coming back? Are they going to come back for the championship?
Yes, as far as we talked with both of those two guys before 1 month. They are, you know, anxious to come to play for the European Champs. I think that we will not have any problem with their college. I hope so, because, you know, the story about the men's team with a Greek that's playing in the United States, Kalathis or Kufos, that every summer they are coming, and especially Kufos, they didn't come the last 2 years. So I hope that both of our guys, they will come and play. It will be, you know, a huge help for us, because to play for the college, American college basketball, is a big experience for them. And I think they will come and will help us a lot.
I mean, Kostas is playing ACC.
That's
Duke, NC, you know, North Carolina, yes. And all those great teams in the ACC. You know, one of them 6'10", one of them is 7'1". How important is it going to be that, you know, are they going to be, especially the size that they give you?
Sorry, I didn't understand the question.
How important is, you know, they're both really big players. How important is their size for you?
It's very important because, as you know, the height and the athletic ability of the, you know, the modern basketball is very, it's very important for the teams. I hope that both of our those two guys, they will improve their athletic ability, because it's, for me, it's the most important thing right now. Every, you know, if you see at the European basketball, all the big guys in the big clubs, they are athletic. Sometimes they are undersized, but this model of the modern big guys is to be athletic, to run, to guard, you know, if you switch with the guards, to guard, to play defense against guards. So I hope that those two guys, they will be improved at this point. And, of course, they are height and they are long arms, long, because they are too long, it will be very important for us.
We talked about quite a few players, I think there's the core is there. I mean, from the 96-97 generation, I think you have a pretty good idea of who you want to bring. Is there somebody that, you know, that wasn't on the team, you know, either the 96 or the 97 team, that really this season has taken a step forward and maybe has a really good chance of making the team?
You mean that someone of the players that wasn't last year?
That was not on the team. Yeah, that was not on the team.
No. You know, it's hard. It's hard, I think. You know, we have some guys that they are really proved, but till now, it's hard to have, you know, one player that he didn't show up last year. But I think we will give a chance when we will start our preparation at the end of May or beginning of June. So we give a chance to some players, you know, to work with us and to try to get in the team.
Most of the players, at least all the 97 guys, which is, you know, five, I think it was five of them, you know, they played the U18s and then went to play the U17s. How important was that for them that they were able to get to, you know, really high level competitions, you know, looking ahead to this year?
Look, it's very important. I will tell you a story that, the national team under that they were born in 97, they work together when they, from the age of 13 years old, with my assistant coach that will be with me this year. He wasn't like last year, but he's assistant coach in our club, and also will be assistant coach at the national under 18 team. He was coaching the other 15 teams till last year. So he works with his team, these guys that they are born from 97, from about 4 years ago. And the point is that I want to say that it's important, it's very important for those guys to have you know, international experience. This is, for me, the main reason that the team of 97, they have international games from the age of 14, 13 years old. That's why they achieved to won last 2 years ago the bronze medal. Of course, they are talented too, but the experience of international games was the key for me, for those guys. So, as you said, of course, the two tournaments that they play last year is one more experience for them, and they will not face, you know, something new. They know what they will face, and I hope that this experience will help them to play better and be a better team.
I think there's sort of a coaching philosophy or whatever that if you... Sometimes you need to lose to win, and experience the pain of losing. After that, you know, that 97 group had so much success at the under 18 European Championship, and then went to the U17s, where they lost to Australia in the round of 16. From talking to them, to those guys, how much do you think that they really learn and take from that defeat? You know, I mean, it was the team that had played the closest against the Americans, you know, lost by only 10 points, and then come and get beat by obviously a very good Australian team. But you saw the deflation that there just was no more energy left after that loss. How much do you think that they really still have that loss in them?
I hope no, you know, to put the pressure on this bad result, because of course we had a big expectation for the under 18 team, 17 team to reach high on the World Championship in Dubai, but they didn't succeed. But as you said, the loss sometimes it's very important, especially for young kids. That they don't have the experience. So I hope that this loss will work as a big experience for them. And it will be a big lesson for them that, they will be more prepared to face all the pressure that we'll have in the European and the World Championship. To react day by day in a better way, because it's a marathon. It's not a. You have to put out your feelings, even if you lose, if you win. The next second that you finish the game, you don't have time to feel happy or to feel unhappy if you win, if you lose, because you have the next game. The next day you play again. So this is the one of the keys that they have to understand. To put our feelings, put their feelings after the game away and forget everything. The loss, the win, everything.
The U19 World Championship is June 27th to July 5th. The under 18 European Championship is then July 23 to the 2nd, so 18 days later. The 18s are not qualifiers for a World Championship. Is there any all of the 97 guys on the team would be eligible to play at the U18s? Are there thoughts at all of having them play two championships next this summer as well?
If there's
any thoughts in the federation to have the 97s also play the U18s,
you mean in Volos, eh?
Yeah,
in European Championship. Yeah, they will play.
So the 97 will be playing both tournaments.
Both tournaments, yes. Okay. So we are not the United States who have a lot of players. So it's obviously we are not Serbia, because I know that in Serbia they have a lot of talent and a lot of good generations right now, 95, 96, 97, 98. So we don't have this the chance to have 20 players that they would play one tournament and another 20 players to play in another tournament. So those five guys, five, six, four, they will play both of the tournaments.
Okay.
And this is a very important thing to how we will, treat them after the first championship, because they will be very tired.
Mm-hmm. Looking at the team as it sort of stacks up, say, if the two centers from the United States come. And everybody stays healthy. It looks like you're really deep, no?
We're really, really big.
Yeah, deep and big.
Deep and big, yes. I think we are deep and big, yes. But of course, we are big and deep, but we have to see the level of the other teams. You know, at this age, the improvement of the players is in a very quick way. You can see one player this year, and you can see another player next year. So it depends, of course, from our players how will be this tournament, but also the other players how they improve during this season, and to see the level that they are right now. But I think we will be one of the deepest and the biggest teams. Especially the second thing is something that we are not used. You know, the Greek basketball didn't have during the past so many big guys.
You're big and you're deep. So those are, you know, strengths. What do you think is something that, you know, that is a weakness for you?
A weakness, as I told you, is that at the beginning that a lot of our players that they don't have playing time, and this is a problem for us. But I think that we can solve it during, you know, the preseason, during the friendly games that we will play before the World Championship, and we will try to solve this problem. And to put, you know, confidence and, you know, to feel the players, they are pretty good.
You have, you know, the hometown, the home fans, you know, they saw you, you know, reach the semifinals. You know, they saw, you know, Greece almost, you know, play USA really, really tight at the, at the under 17s. What kind of, and it's, you know, it's a basketball country. What kind of pressure do you think there'll be playing at home?
I think we'll have a big pressure. I think we'll have a big pressure, you know, because everybody has a big expectation from this generation. And I think it's very logical because they have results during past. So the fans and the federation will they have expectation for us. But this is one more thing that we have to work, you know, to make feel the players that not feel the real pressure, because it's hard for young kids to, you know, to control this pressure. They are not experienced players. So it will be a pressure for us, but I hope that we work to put the pressure out of our team.
Okay, Coach. Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much, too.
And we'll see each other in a couple of months.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. So it was. There's a lot of great talent on that team, and I'm really actually looking forward to seeing how those guys develop. You know, looking at that team, I think they have to be one of the contenders for a podium. You know, along with Turkey, with Croatia, USA. I guess you have to put in Australia in there, depending exactly who comes for that team. But you know, you look at the team that he's got stacked together, and that's a lot of talent. That's a lot of you know, like we were saying, that's a big team. You know, you have Papagiannis at 214, Matiklou is at 205. You have Tsomporis, the Iowa State kid, who's at 216. You know, that's quite a bit of size. I mean, even Karalamapopoulos is 202, 203. So, you know, it's you know, and then Stamatis is supposedly getting some good minutes. That's very important for him. you know, but like you said, you know, this is, it's really going to come down to the amount of how the impact of the of not playing and what that means, you know, during the year, and what that means with the national team. But yeah, I mean, the group that they have, I think you know, they definitely, you know, they know they can play with the Americans. They know that they can play with the Greeks. They know they can play with the Croatians. So you know, they've pretty much faced all the big guns. You know, I suppose Canada, you know, is still there, but I mean, you know, the big teams, you know, they've seen them all. So it'll be, I think they're definitely in the, you know, in the top six, without a doubt, with a very, very serious chance, you know, with the home crowd, a serious chance of getting to the podium. So look forward to that. Can't wait. Thanks again to the Greek Federation for helping me line that up. And so that's we'll have more interviews. It's, you know, all the doing the preparations for the tournament, but you know, for FIBA.com and all that, but there's just too much great information out there not to share with everybody else. So that's why I figured get it out to you guys, and so you can hear you know, what he's saying and what he thinks about his group and whatnot. And so that's the show this week. You know, sorry that it's so abbreviated, but you know, like I said, there's just so much going on right now. I just don't have time. Barely have time to breathe, barely have time to sleep. But you know, nobody wants to hear me complain about having too much work. The only disappointment, really, and it's just a little bit sad that I can't watch basketball. I would love to have been able to talk to you about the CSKA Olympiacos game, because you know, it's such a critical game with two or so, you know, huge teams. But yeah, we'll get there. I'll come back, and you know, next week might be a little bit quieter. So so you know, maybe I'll go back and watch the game, and we can talk a little bit about it. Even if it's a week old, you know, a week and a half old, it's all right. So with that, we'll send you off with some Barcelona music. The song is called A Russian Circus Story, and the band is the Freak Fandango Orchestra, and this little ditty is off the album Wild Goats and Useless Heroes. This song, as all the music we play, just like last week, which I forgot to mention, but all the music that we play is on freemusicarchive.org. So go there, take a listen to some of that great stuff, and we will catch you next week. Thanks again for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Russian Zuko. So please, your dreams never will come true. Natasha from St. Petersburg, she was a trapezius. Vladimir from Genovia, he was a penguin boy.
A penguin boy, boy, boy,
a penguin boy, boy, boy.
A bloody, bloody penguin. Hi, this is Brad Wanamaker with Bros Basket Member, and you listen to Take the Charge.